Over expectation, premature celebration delays or cancels the result. One of the cardinal principles of life response is that when you overly expect or overly anticipate something happening, that thing tends to get delayed or even gets canceled. Let me give you an example. A while back, I was listening to a sports talk show. One of the listeners called in and said that the local team should not concern itself merely with winning the division title, but should aim for the championship instead. In my view, the team was up and coming, but was still weak in several areas. Therefore, when I heard the listener's comment, I smiled and questioned his ambitious, almost haughty, fair-weather outlook for the team. Well, it turns out that right after I heard this conversation, the team went into a free fall. Worse still, it didn't even make the playoffs, let alone the championship. In fact, it fell to near the bottom of its own division. You see, when you broadcast your opinions about future great success for an entity that is still in a developing state, you lower the consciousness and thereby evoke the cancellation of its success. On the other hand, if you catch such bold and bravado-based expectation, remain humble and keep your thoughts to yourself, that entity tends to do much better in the period that follows. I've seen this dynamic in action many times and with wonderful, miraculous-like results. For example, through this method, one individual was able to guide a team from within himself to two world championships, their first in 55 years. A closely related principle is that if you celebrate too early, when circumstances are still in progress and unfolding, you can attract the cancellation of the final outcome. Here's an example. A scientist had developed a breakthrough technology and wanted to demonstrate it to the world. Not only would it be a major achievement if successful, but it would quiet the skepticism of his associates. As the experiment unfolded, all seemed to be going well. As a result, there was a smile on the scientist's face. Actually, an expression of gloating and glee, as events seemed to show that his skeptical fellow scientists were wrong after all. However, a moment later, everything started going wrong, with the entire demonstration ending in disaster. What happened was that instead of waiting for the experiment to complete, the scientist could not control his gloating and sense of pride in his apparent achievement. As a result, life responded negatively as the experiment turned sour. Not only was the scientist crushed by the technological failure, but he felt humiliated in front of the fellow scientists he wanted to impress. As we see in these examples, it's best to keep things under your hat until a work is completed, instead of impulsively speaking about it or gleefully celebrating before the thing is done or communicating its outcome prematurely. Doing so will prevent the positive energy behind it from being sapped and attracting the cancellation or undoing of the remainder.